I wanted to mention that this has been a week where I've been traveling all over the country. Yesterday in Ohio, and conditions in Ohio actually look good. You know, the crop looked good, and it looks like they're going to have a good harvest. But then I went on to South Dakota, and a much different situation. South Dakota is very much in the center of the drought that is occurring in many of our western states. I walked with a family into a pasture area that literally had not greened up this year. That's how dry it's been there. They've had a small amount of rain in the last few days, but really not enough to make much of a difference. And so they have some real challenges that they're facing. In anticipation of that visit, we started working at the USDA on a package to try to help livestock producers and others who have been affected by the drought. So we announced a package yesterday that I just want to mention and reinforce, because it's a package that can help producers. The package has four components. One is the Livestock Assistance Grant Program, which will provide about $50 million in Section 32 funds to state governments, who in turn will distribute grants to livestock producers impacted by drought. Eligibility is based on this week's drought monitor, and counties have to have had a D3 or D4 designation on the drought monitor map sometime between March 7 and August 31. So we will be establishing the exact amounts going to states probably by the end of the week and getting letters out to governors. But this is money that will go directly to producers to help with drought issues. It could be to move water. It could be to buy hay. It could be to relocate cattle to greener pastures, if you will. It is a program that is very flexible. The second piece of this is over $18 million in unused emergency conservation program funds will be provided to 27 states to help farmers and ranchers rehabilitate farmland damaged by drought and other natural disasters. This is a very popular program at the USDA, and we're doing something very unusual this year. We're actually catching up with the applications that are out there. The third area is $11 million in unused Grassland Reserve Program funds, GRP funds, be provided to 14 states, and they'll help protect drought-affected grazing lands. The fourth area is we are advancing the payments of $700 million. These are going to be accelerated counter-cyclical payments for cotton, sorghum, and peanuts. Certainly in the cotton and peanut area, they have been very hard hit by drought. Now, let me be very clear. This is money that would have gone out at some point to these producers, but what I have been able to do is accelerate that payment so it will get in their hands, and I think literally money is going to go out the door to producers this week. So that's the earliest delivery of those payments on record. Then today I made an announcement that we are awarding $17,510,887 in Section 9006 Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Program grants to 375 recipients in 36 states. Projects will increase energy efficiency or produce renewable energy. 50 of those grants will go to operations right here in the state of Iowa. I want to finally mention in the energy vein that U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Sam Bodman and I recently announced that our two agencies will co-host a National Renewable Energy Conference to help create partnerships and strategies relative to renewable energy. That will be October 10th through the 12th. In St. Louis, Missouri. We strongly encourage people who are interested in renewable energy to make plans to be at the conference. I can assure them it will be well worth their time and their investment.